It is November 25th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous day's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The Wall Street Journal found an angle of the FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried story that is the anti-Thanksgiving story. The headline is, Sam Bankman-Fried said he would give away billions, broke promises are all that are left. The sub-headline is, the FTX founder pledged to donate billions. His firm's swift collapse wiped out his wealth and ambitious philanthropic endeavors. Nonprofit organizations counting on those funds for initiatives are left hanging and now must find other ways to fund them at a time when reports of overall giving are down because of inflation and other factors. Talk about creating a lot of bad karma. ABN AMRO Clearing Bank is celebrating 40 years of operations today. When they first started in the 80s, they worked under such brands as Mees Pearson and Fortis, and then rebranded to ABN AMRO Clearing. Congratulations to the whole ABN AMRO Clearing Bank team and alumni on 40 great years. The former CFTC head of enforcement, James McDonald, now with Sullivan and Cromwell, has been hired by FTX to investigate the firm's collapse, along with former SEC enforcement co-head Stephen Peakin. Mr. McDonald, of course, was the CFTC enforcement head who persisted in the Jitesh Thakkar civil suit, despite Thakkar winning the criminal suit. Best of luck to both of them in their investigation. LME Business Readiness Lead Tahsin Syed has been shortlisted as Future Human Leader of the Year at the TLC Lions Being Human Awards 2023. The incomparable Peter Borish is the guest in the latest episode of Yahoo Finance Uncut, joining Jared Blickrid to discuss the current market environment and tools and techniques investors can use to navigate it. The subject of the story is, too many Americans are locked out of financial advice. Nicole Agopian has been promoted to the head of technology partnership and senior sales manager at Euronext. She was previously head of technical relationship management and senior management corporate sales center. Joseph Massey has a new position as MD and CEO at Ticker. Massey was a managing director of the Multi-Commodity Exchange of India when I met him. It was a great Thanksgiving in Chicago with lots of family, friends, and colleagues gathered to eat turkey and all the tasty sides that go with it. Time to start fasting again. Online registration for FIA Asia 2022 closes at 12 noon SGT, Monday, November 28th. The FIA flagship Asia-Pacific Conference will take place at the St. Regis, Singapore, in person for the first time in 3 years. This year's program explores regional and international developments and trends that are shaping these markets. The exhibit area will feature 25 firms from around the region and globe. If you do not register in advance, you can register in person starting at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, November 30th at the St. Regis, Singapore. You can find more information with the link in today's newsletter. The IFRS Foundation is holding its inaugural Sustainability Symposium, February 16th to 17th, 2023, at the Palais des Congrès de Montréal, The event convenes global businesses, investors, and policymakers for a discussion of progress towards a global baseline of sustainability disclosures. In addition, experts will discuss the use of IFRS sustainability disclosure standards and SASB standards by investors, businesses, and regulators, as well as how the integrated reporting framework can be used to enable effective corporate reporting and communication. You can view the staff agenda, you can view the draft agenda and register online and in person attendance with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have the second part of my interview with Nick Baker. The headline, Nick Baker's Big, Interesting, and Weird Stories at CoinDesk Turn Consequential with FTX Scoops and CoinDesk's Comprehensive Coverage. Nick Baker is the Deputy Editor-in-Chief of CoinDesk, which has about 100 people in its content operation, of which about 50 are journalists. Most work remotely from home, though CoinDesk does have a New York office. Like cryptocurrency, CoinDesk is decentralized, Baker said. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. FTX crypto bubble is really the worst of its kind. Investment bubbles tend to leave behind something useful when they pop. Unfortunately, crypto looks like an outlier. Investment bubbles get a bad rap. Perhaps we should mock them a little less and express our gratitude to them a little more. Why? Because while they leave a huge misery in their wake, they also eventually leave us with good things, paid for by other people's capital. The bicycle bubble of 1896, for example, left us with better bicycles. It also led to a significant improvement in the quality of roads in the U.S. Jeff Bergstrom's comment, cough, Dutch tulip bubble, cough. And then here's a story from Barron's. Don't trust exchanges with your crypto. What about JP Morgan's wallet? A string of crypto business failures has stranded millions of dollars in customer funds this year, underscoring the level of trust needed for groups that are custodians of digital assets. JP Morgan Chase may see an opportunity. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office on November 15th approved a trademark for JP Morgan Wallet, positioning the largest U.S. bank to possibly expand into crypto custody solutions. The trademark registration published on Monday came following a July 2020 filing by JP Morgan, ticker JPM. My comment, you should put your fake internet money under your mattress, just like your Uncle Leroy had his extra cash. That's a joke, by the way. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Here's the headline. Penthouse on Billionaire's Row in New York City sells for $72 billion. The full floor unit at 220 Central Park South is one of the priciest homes to sell this year. In one of the year's priciest real estate deals, a penthouse at New York's 220 Central Park South has sold for $72 million, records show. The full floor unit is just over 5,000 square feet with three bedrooms and a roughly 312 square foot terrace, according to the building's offering plan. The unit wasn't officially on the market. The identity of the buyer couldn't be determined. The buyer also paid $3 million for a smaller unit in the building. My comment. It was nice of the buyer to get that smaller unit for the staff. It makes for an easier commute. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Thieves steal ancient gold coins in German museum heist. German police are appealing for witnesses after thieves broke into a Bavarian museum on Tuesday night and made off with a hoard of nearly 500 ancient gold coins worth several million euros. The coins dating from around 100 BC were discovered in 1999 during excavation work in the municipality of Manching, north of Munich, and are touted by the local museum as the largest Celtic gold find of the 20th century. My comment. The suspects in the heist are Dick Van Dyke, Mickey Rooney, and Bill Cobbs. They're all from Night at the Museum. Anyway, here's the next story from the Associated Press. Panic buying seen in Beijing as government orders construction of COVID-19 quarantine centers. Residents of China's capital were emptying supermarket shelves and overwhelming delivery apps Friday as the city's government ordered accelerated construction of COVID-19 quarantine centers and field hospitals. Uncertainty and scattered unconfirmed reports of a lockdown on at least some Beijing districts have fueled the demand for food and other supplies, something not seen in the city for months. My comment, remember, in the panic buying times, you want to be a seller. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Sam Bankman-Fried issues mea culpa in a letter to former FTX employees from the Financial Times. Second was the On the Tape podcast, Cult of Personality with Terry Duffy of CME Group. Third was Who's Who in the FTX Inner Circle from CoinDesk. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Our headlines. First, from the Wall Street Journal. Crypto firm FTX landed in the Bahamas with a bang, and now the Bahamas is picking up the pieces. Island Nation encouraged crypto companies to set up shop, but FTX's collapse has left many islanders feeling frustrated. Last year, an FTX executive walked into a bank office here and put $4.5 million of the company's money behind an ambitious plan to buy an oceanside parcel of land and turn it into the crypto giant's new headquarters. The executive, Ryan Salami, closed the deal in short order, people familiar with the matter said, just part of the company's whirlwind real estate shopping spree in and around Nassau. In April, the Bahamas Prime Minister appeared with FTX's executives at a ceremonial groundbreaking on the new land. But construction never really got underway. FTX collapsed this week, its real estate holdings now subsumed in bankruptcy. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. FTX hires ex-regulators to investigate firm's collapse. Crypto exchange taps former SEC and CFTC enforcement chiefs to help figure out what went wrong and to communicate with regulators. Cryptocurrency exchange FTX, whose recent collapse has led to questions about lacking regulatory oversight, has hired a fitting team to help untangle the mess, former senior U.S. regulators. In its first hearing in Delaware bankruptcy court on Tuesday, a lawyer representing FTX said the firm had hired former enforcement chiefs from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, now both partners at the law firm of Sullivan & Cromwell, LLP, to help the company's new chief executive investigate what went wrong. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Binance's crypto rescue plan fails to quell all fears of post-FTX contagion. Crypto mogul Changpeng ZZ Zhao's vow to set up a recovery fund of up to $2 billion to help cash-strapped startups failed to dispel all the sector's contagion fears following the collapse of the FTX exchange. In an interview Thursday with Bloomberg Television's Hash Linda's Amin, Zhao gave more details on the deals with his Binance Holdings Limited is examining in the wake of the rival FTX's bankruptcy. Key to Zhao's plan is a fund with co-investors aimed at backing promising crypto projects facing a liquidity squeeze. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the John Lothian Newsletter daily email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.